We're joined by assistant coach of the Forest, Jackson Keene. And you know what? Just because we're done with some of our high school and college tournament stuff doesn't mean that he is. And you're in Wisconsin right now doing some scouting, coach. How are you doing? How has the travel been? And, you know, when is that whirlwind ever going to cool down for you for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, things are good. I'm obviously, you mentioned I'm in Madison, Wisconsin here at the 15s and 16s Nationals. It's been good so far. We, Carrie and I, were in Minneapolis this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then continued on down here in Madison for these two tournaments. So it's been good so far.
And just for, I mean, myself specifically, but then also some listeners that are curious, it's 15s and 16s Nationals. So you'd mentioned before the conversation that would be like the 09 birth year. Is this scouting for that phase 1, phase 2 draft coming up in the next couple of months after this official regular season wraps up?
Yeah, the 2009 birth year is our phase 1 draft this year. And then the 16s, which would be 08, they're involved in this phase 2 draft. So it really depends on, I guess, what you're looking for. But, it's been really good to see a lot of the good 09s in this Nationals. There's obviously a lot of good teams, and this is probably one of the last chances for us to take a look, you know, in person at a lot of these kids. So, obviously, whenever it's a little different watching on video than sitting down and being in the rink, and I think that's a little more beneficial.
Additionally, it's been about a month now at this point. We just haven't talked to you in a little while because we've all been all over the place. But you had an opportunity to be in St. Paul, the Xcel Energy Center, for the Minnesota Boys Hockey State Tournament a couple of weeks ago. What was that experience like for you? I know it was probably more business than casual, but just overall, the atmosphere, doing some scouting, of course, watching a couple of guys that are now on the roster like Mason West and Brooks Cullen as well. What was that whole state tournament experience like for you a couple of weeks ago?
It was really cool. It was the first time I was there in person, so it was obviously, I kind of knew what to expect, but I don't think once you get down there and you see everything, how special that actually is. Again, you mentioned it was probably a little more business than casual, so technically I was working, but I think at the same time it's a cool way to go and see these guys. And again, for seeing Mason West and Brooksy and Zach Zimmerman and some of these guys that we have with our organization, I think it was really cool to see them all have success. I think, you know, all around the board, they all did. They were very good in those games. And, for Mason and Brooksy, obviously getting some games in here too, I think it was a good step for them to experience that. And then obviously having Morehead win was awesome and pretty cool to be there.
It was a whole, I mean, I as from a distance, we were just in Fargo Morehead the entire weekend. We had some other stuff going on, so we weren't able to make it down for the tournament, but it's electric every year. It's a whole ton of fun to be able to and having the opportunity to go down there. With both West and Cullen, more of a force question with them, but you saw those two just battle and duke it out in that state semifinals. You saw West get the hat trick for Edina. You saw Cullen help the Spuds prevail and do something that they've been trying to do for, what, close to 60 years at this point, winning that elusive state championship. And then within a week, those two guys are in force practice jerseys and they're on the same team. From your perspective, when you've had opportunities to be on the ice, in the rink with those guys, what is that relationship, the chemistry, the dynamic like with a couple of guys like Mason and Brooks coming in late in the season, and now instead of being foes, they're teammates?
It's been really cool to see. I think, it kind of happens, I think, a lot in hockey where players end up playing against each other kind of down the stretch, and it just ends up happening where they're teammates, you know, shortly after. And I think the cool part about hockey is that a lot of these kids and a lot of, you know, players now, it's really, when you're on the ice, it's competitive, but when you're off the ice, it's back to normal. And I think a lot of these guys have kind of played together, you know, whether it was our camps or just different things in Minnesota and all that stuff. And I think when you get on the ice and you see these guys and even see them off the ice, I think they're pretty close. Again, being two guys that are kind of coming in together almost, without the experience of playing junior, and sometimes you need a guy to lean on, especially when you're one of the new guys. So I think for them, they've been really cool together. They both have been playing really well, and I think seeing them off the ice is pretty cool that they're close and there's no hard feelings. I guess it sometimes it's easy to, you know, hold grudges and all that stuff, but I think they've been awesome, and I think just both of their personalities, getting to know them a little bit more, they're not going to hold grudges, and they're going to be all about the team, and they want to be Fargo Force, so that's been great so far.
Coach, last weekend, I know that I was really keen into watching the regional here in Fargo, with obviously a number of Fargo Force former players on three of the teams, and Western Michigan comes out, wins the Fargo region. Hampton Slukinski, once again, a stud in net. You had a goal by Grant Slukinski. Caden Bolson, a former Force player, got a goal from Mankato when they were there. How much of the regionals have you guys been watching as a coaching staff to kind of see how those players have progressed to the next level? And when those guys progress to the next level, is that something you guys can use as motivation for your current players to say, hey, we're going to get you guys prepared for the next level going forward?
Yeah, we've obviously been watching quite a bit. Obviously, it's cool that it was in Fargo, and I played in that regional, so I know how cool and special it is. But I think for the guys that are here now, they all watch. They all love college. They all love watching the games, and especially when it's on ESPN, and there's that local side of it where they're playing at home. But they were playing this weekend, so I'm not sure how much they got to watch, but I'm sure you know, they were scoreboard watching and making sure after the game they're getting to watch all the highlights and all that stuff. But I think it's really cool to see the guys like Slukie and Hack, I guess, a little more personally for me, just being here last year, and, you know, Gruba and those guys that were in that regional. I think it's pretty cool for them to come back, and I think they all enjoyed their time here in Fargo, and to be able to come back to the rink. You know, sometimes that people forget that doesn't happen very often. I mean, I played in Sioux City, and I'm lucky to be back there now and playing against them. But, you know, for a lot of these guys that are, you know, out in Western and UMass and those places, they don't get a chance to come back. So I think it's pretty cool to be back in the rink in front of our fans for the most part, and be able to have some success is pretty cool. And I saw they were in the locker room, and some of them had the same stalls and things like that. So I think it's always cool to go back and kind of see, you know, what it took to get to the point they're at. Maybe, you know, go back and think, wow, I really liked Fargo and I love being back here. And it's sometimes things you don't think about when you're going through that process, just because it's a, you know, you want to move on to college as fast as you can. But at the same time, a lot of guys don't really get to sit back and just think, wow, I had it really well when I was here. And I think for them to have success, and especially doing it in Fargo, is pretty cool.
When, you know, speaking from your own personal experience, then, I mean, I know you're into coaching now, but going back to when you played in Sioux City and then you went on to play college hockey, for you, what was the biggest difference? Is it like going from high school to the junior leagues, that it's all about kind of the speed of the game, since it's kind of you're getting better and better players and the speed of the game kind of speeds up? Or what are some of the big differences between going from the junior league up to college hockey?
To be completely honest with you, I think for me personally, the biggest jump was coming from the Manitoba Junior League to the USHL was a lot different compared to my jump from the USHL to college, if that makes any sense. I think as a younger guy, it was tough to transition into the USHL. It's a hard league. It's fast. It's older. It's bigger. And I'd say it's probably the closest you can get to playing college if that's what you want to do. So for me, I think the transition was a little bit tougher when I was 18 compared to when I was 20. So but just, of course, when you go to college, the guys are stronger, they're older, faster, more skilled. It's kind of the same, you know, wherever you go. But again, I think the USHL prepares guys really well to move on to that next level. And I think even if you go through our roster from last year, I think a lot of the guys are having success, and I think that that's probably because they were prepared pretty well and they were playing in that league every night, and it's a tough league. So I think, again, it's cool to see the guys have success, but I think that playing in Fargo has prepared them well to go in and make an impact right away compared to going in and just kind of getting your feet wet. You know, in that freshman year, I think they came in and they proved that they're all good players and they are having success.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to the college player, I mean, obviously we've seen here firsthand a young player like Max Swanson leave after playing for the Forest for 2 years, still a young player since he started here when he was 16. He's 18 up in Grand Forks playing for UND. But it seems as though there are a number of players that play in juniors and they play a couple years. And so they might come in at 17, leave at either 19 or 20. But I did notice the Golden Gophers, James's beloved Gophers, had a 26-year-old goaltender, which coincidentally is the same age as James. So is the average age of hockey players in collegiate hockey, is it kind of a couple years older than what you see maybe in NCAA basketball? Because obviously you can go from high school, maybe take that redshirt year and start playing at age 19. But, I mean, obviously there are exceptions when you have a 26-year-old playing hockey or playing quarterback for Florida State back in the day. Are college hockey players on average just a little bit older when they hit that freshman year of college, or is it maybe not quite as skewed as it seems to me at times?
Yeah, I think so. I couldn't give you the stats on college basketball players, but I definitely know that hockey is definitely a little bit older in terms of NCAA. I didn't go to school until I was a 21-year-old freshman, technically, so it's all different and comparable to the junior hockey that's available, which I think a lot of sports don't have kind of that luxury of getting to play. A lot of them are going in at 18 or 19. You know, I think there's teams like Mankato when I played that their youngest player was like 21 or 22. That was just kind of their model, and it's different all teams like Michigan and some other teams that are, you know, bringing a lot of players at 18, and some places don't do that. So I think it's all kind of preference to what school and what their recruiting looks like. But yeah, there's definitely the guys that are 25, 26 that are, you know, still playing with eligibility. So it's a challenge for a lot of those guys that are coming in at 17, 18 and wanting to have success right away. I mean, it's tough when you're playing guys that have 6-7 years on you. So yeah, again, it's different everywhere you go, I think, but I definitely say as a whole, college definitely has a bit of an older, you know, group of players.
Well, the good news is that 26-year-old goaltender is one step closer to his retirement from the NHL. So we got that. He has that going for him. So.
The AARP card as you're exiting college.
Exactly.
We know that you got some scouting to do, Coach. So in closing, last thing I have for you, this weekend you guys have the final home weekend of the regular season. I know you have a home game next week in that home-and-home with Sioux Falls, but you guys get Tri-City. You guys are jockeying for playoff position, and you've both clinched playoff berths. But, of course, over these next couple of games, you could either find yourself in the 5 or the 6 spot. How is kind of jockeying for playoff positioning against Tri-City going to help fuel this team, knowing you've already clinched a playoff berth this weekend?
Yeah, obviously we put ourselves in a pretty good position with our first half to be able to make the playoffs. I think we've, you know, been a little up and down here the second half, but again, like being able to put yourself in a position early and get some big wins and get yourself into a playoff spot, you know, once you get in, you know, anything can happen after that. So these are obviously huge games against Tri-City. I think every time you play them, they're good games, and for us, we want to put ourselves in the best position to, you know, move on in the playoffs. So these games will be huge. I know Tri-City, you know, we're both kind of fighting for that spot, so I think they'll be really fun games. And again, moving on to Sioux Falls, I think those are, you know, like they do every year, the last home and home. So anytime you play Sioux Falls, they're obviously big games. So we're looking to come in and you know, get a couple wins this weekend, and then you know, look forward to the last weekend after that.